We're joined with the head coach of the Victoria Royals, Dan Price, following a blazer, a 3-2 come from behind victory. What in your mind was the difference? How they were able to come back on you guys?
A lot of penalties in the second period. That was a big thing. You know, put us on our heels with all those penalty kills, and they generated a lot of momentum on their power play, of course. So that gets you out of the rhythm, you know, of your game. You don't get your line rotation. You got guys who aren't in the game, not playing very much. Guys who are playing tons because they're penalty killing all the time. So definitely just, you know, attention to detail and discipline, making sure we're staying 5-on-5 or better. That's an important key.
Good chances, though, late as well for your group. A really good push there in the third and with the 5-on-3.
Yeah, definitely some good chances late. You're right. We earned some power plays there at the end, but you have to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a position where you're having to come from behind and rely on those last-minute, last-ditch, heroic efforts. You got to keep control of the game throughout the game, first period, second period, third period, and in the second period, we didn't control the game.
Back-to-back too many men penalties, where does that lie?
Yeah, well, I'll take responsibility for that for sure. I mean, that's always the head coach's responsibility to make sure that everyone's organized on the bench. There was, you know, when that happens, typically what's going on is the player that's about to go on the ice loses track of his guy that he's taking. He thinks he has arrived, or the player starts coming and stops, and all of a sudden you've got a guy going on the ice and another player that's still on. But, you know, again, as a coach, if I need to grab people by the jerseys and physically hold them and then tell them when to go or when not to go, then that's what I'll do. But I have to take responsibility for that. Can't rely, if the players are making those mistakes, we can't rely on them just to keep going through that and letting it happen.
Brock Gould, maybe one of his best games so far.
Yeah, he's great. Very confident, big in the net. Some good saves, especially laterally on some east-west passes. Very happy with his play. And, you know, he's really emerging. You can see the confidence just growing every day. So it's a real testament to the work he's doing every day in practice with Lyndon and Dwayne. And he's doing a great job. He's a good one.
I really like the work ethic of Tanner Sudaway tonight, but, you know, no Martinov. You know, you're without a pair of 20s, you get that, but anybody else kind of step up maybe and take advantage of some opportunity?
Yeah, you know what, there were some the players that played really well. I thought Ty Yoder had a good game. You know, he was working really hard around the puck, had a couple great scoring chances as well, so that was good to see. And then with Martinov out, Oliver, Schultz, and Fizer were together, and I thought their line worked really hard as well.
Yeah. All right, you know, just looking at the standings, it's just so crucial. Like, these four-pointers, this whole road trip is all BC division. You find yourself tied now for third spot. How much more weight does that put on these games now, especially with Kelowna and Van still to go?
Yeah, it's the same preparation every day. You know, you want to make sure that, especially within your division, you're maximizing your points and getting wins both at home and on the road. So tonight was a tough one for sure, but, you know, if we can control the penalties that we're taking and make sure we stay 5-on-5 or better, stay ahead on the power play, just control those game situations, then, you know, we'll be fine in Kelowna and Van.
Thanks for this, Dan.
Okay, thanks very much.